4th of July, 1985, Ron's ground crew gets busted in Millennium Grove.
Freddy raid upon our position. Just one guy in uniform. He's wearing a brown goat cap. He's examining the vehicle. He's sort of standing there. There's a ring of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people around him. He's talking to him. Can't make it out because of the wind. He's troubled, he's gesticulated. Pointed up to me. Just standing around him, respectfully half circle. He's explaining the facts. He's got a bit of a point. It's not Saga, though he does have the striped pants and the cop implements. Don't think he has a name tag on. It's a Wayne County law. It's not a Freddy. He's asking for identification.
So what's going on? Is he asking you to leave the closure? Well, I'd just leave the closure, but that's up to you guys. This is the 4th of July, bud. What are you being charged with? Can I have the name of the arresting officer? Oh, okay, I've got your card. I don't think he's going to shoot anybody, but at the same time, I'd say he has to give you the chance to leave. If he doesn't, it's not going to hold up in court. I'd leave. That's the legally required event. We're not playing a game, you are, sir.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we at the twilight's last gleam?
Go ahead. Okay. Has he read you the rights yet? You see, his first move is to take you from your vehicle.
Being ordered to go to his vehicle. I want to make notes of that.
Yeah.
Bye, Ron.
I'll see you guys in a little bit.
Bye, Ron. Hang in there.
Stop those puns! Yeah! Alright, you're putting yourself in hot water. Well, you'll know soon.
For the land of the free! And the home of the brave.
Happy 4th of July!
The sheriff's deputy has taken him around to the far side of the bended clear cut, road through the clear cut, directly north of me, I guess, or west. They're milling about. His vehicle must be somewhere down there. It's out of sight.
Keep me informed! What's going on?
Now another person comes up from the woods. Okay. What we would like to do is just, see, you can legally be 50 yards from here. You can legally be there. Where the closure signs are. There's even a camp over there. Yeah, if you're past the closure signs, you're safe. Once you leave the stand of trees, you're safe. If you go that way, or if you go that way. But that way is better. These cops don't like to walk through the woods.
How many sheriffs are there? How many of you guys?
Now, a guy. Do you have a car?
Do you think there's a chance you could go down to Mountain House? It's 2 miles from the campground down there at the highway. It has a payphone, and I can give you a number you can call collect.
Just me.
Val is over in, she's taking sanity leave.
A copper is coming up this way. It looks like he's loaded everyone in there. National Public Radio, Washington, D.C., 20036. I've established radio communication with somebody in a CB down on the highway. So that's a several mile range on this thing, which has got fairly fresh batteries. So we'll be recording when he comes back on the air. It's probably 6:15 right now. The arrest took place approximately 2 hours ago, and statement should be read to the media very shortly. It's midday Friday, July 5th. Quiet day, all day. I've just been improving my site, changing some of my things, evolving new tools, grapnels, and other things that I'm not at liberty to talk about quite right yet. Becker's cards say, been silently sitting below. The cop, after he packed all 7 of them in his Wagoneer, or Blazer yesterday, drove his car all the way here in reverse, all the way around the loop backwards. I've been fixing up my signs, and I've got a new one. So the sign combination I have up here is, Utopia is rising, up for good, no smokies. And, well, even industries can't see the forest for the trees, and save the old growth, and last but not least, respect your elders. I'm pretty invincible here with all this stuff and all my material, so all I need now is rope.